Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos and I talk with Congressman Mark Amaday for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amaday. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Paul.
Thank you. And alongside Paul Enos here with the Nevada Trucking Association, one of our proud sponsors. It was an interesting time in Washington to see the omnibus bill go through, because it seems like Paul Ryan, as against being something different, actually seemed to be more of the same, that there was everything got done.
Well, you know, Paul been on the job for 7 weeks. And Paul's not a mystery. Paul's been around Washington, D.C. for a long time, chairman of budget, chairman of ways and means. For those people who thought it was time for a change from John Boehner, it was interesting to see the embracing of Paul, because, and I'm not saying they're bad people or good people, but it's like, listen, Paul Ryan was one of, or his history is one of the most top-down folks there is. He ran Ways and Means, quite frankly, with an iron hand, and he ran budget the same way. So for those people who were looking for more collaboration or more empowerment of committee chairs, although Paul says he wants to do that, and we'll see, but it's like, listen, these last 7 weeks was not a preview of grassroots on up. As far as the membership
goes.
It's
been coming down the road for a long time. It's kind of hard to stop in those last 7 weeks when you're trying to get a budget together. So do you anticipate regular order coming back next year?
You know what, Paul? Regular order is the buzzword. But you have to look at the process overall. So you can say whatever you want in the House. The Senate is an entirely different proposition. And I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying they've got their rules and their procedures. So we can say we're going to take all 12 appropriations bills to the floor and pass them. Quite frankly, when you look at the result of this omnibus, I don't know why Harry and his folks would change the way they do anything. It's been very effective for them.
And when you look at the votes in Nevada, all three of the Republicans in the House delegation voted against the appropriations bill. So Why did you decide to vote against it?
Well, I mean, you can go from big to little stuff. I mean, the big thing is the neat thing. I've been there for a little over 51 months. And one of the things that I campaigned on way back when, you know, I've now been there long enough to be part of the problem instead of the new guy, is we're concerned about deficits, we're concerned about the budget overruns, and that had been cut in half from over $1 trillion to about $500 billion. Plenty of work to do. This, for the first time in those 51 months, increases discretionary spending. Now, if you're somebody who thinks that we ought to be increasing discretionary spending, by the way, without really paying for it, then it was a great thing. I'm someone who has said from the beginning, you know, this is important. I mean, some of the folks in the administration have even said the debt's the number one national security thing. We increase spending. You want to talk about the troops? The House put a bill out that said, we're going to give you a 2.3% increase. Okay, now that's not going to put anybody on the map for the Forbes 500. Guess what? This bill cuts that in half. Nice message to the troops. You can't have 2.3, you can have 1.3. How about folks who do financial planning through their 401k, stuff like that, where it's like, hey, a lot of them see their insurance folks, they're, you know, you name the, and it's like, guess what? We've now put those folks on a new standard. There have been some abuses. Deal with them. Don't wipe out the whole industry. We just basically got rid of that. This does that. That's before you get to the fact that for Western policy issues, not money but policy, it is my view that pretty much all of the work of Rob Bishop's Natural Resources Committee and all of the work of Ken Calvert's Interior Subcommittee was wiped off the books. Stuff that passed the House that did not make it to the omnibus. So it's like, listen, I'm a guy who tries to find my way to yes. It's like you got to govern, but it's like, and you know what I attribute that all to? When you basically say where you won't go at the beginning of a negotiation, and this is a carryover from the Boehner days, we're not going to shut it down, then what am I going to do on the other side, whether you think it ought to be shut down or not? I'm going to wait until it gets pretty close to where, if you don't do what I say, it's going to shut down. You go, well, I can't do that. I mean, so this is, scrub the emotion out of it. It's like, well, you've just given away your whole negotiating position.
And you're not wrong. I mean, especially when you look at the Senate, there's a tremendous amount of power that an individual senator can have there. They have a requirement that it's not a majority. You need 60 votes to get anything really out of the Senate. So a Dianne Feinstein or a Barbara Boxer can stand in the way of a lot of the initiatives they're trying to move forward.
Well, and so I guess the point from that is, don't tell me what you're going to do in the House unless you've got a strategy for ultimately being successful in a global congressional sense, not just one end of the building or another. And I'm not here to tell you what that is. I'm going to be thinking about it because it's pretty obvious. It's like, I don't know why I'd change anything on the Democrat side of the thing. It's like, heck, if I was those five folks last Friday, I'd be bouncing champagne corks off the ceiling and stuff like that. I mean, in my view, the bill was a pretty profound win for those folks.
Okay, but going back to my original point, it just seemed as though, you know, Paul Ryan made a big deal. As you said, he's a tough guy. He made a big deal to the Tea Party folks that if he was going to be Speaker, that they would have to support him. They did, and yet it would appear that he completely went against them in this omnibus.
I think they got rolled. How's that for a crisp answer? And listen, we met with Paul's staff, and I will tell you that in the conversation I said, I think in the absolute focus to get a deal done, that the primary objective was we got to get a deal done. And so what you had to do to get a deal done became insignificant. You can't look at what happened and say anything else. It was like, by God, we're going to have a deal no matter what. And it's like, well, the other side knew that, and so the deal reflects that.
And is it all about the presidential election, that if there had been a massive fight and that the spending bill had not gone through, the government would have been shut down, you got Hillary Clinton as president?
You know what, Sam? First of all, everybody running for president is running on how the Congress sucks. So it's like, well, this is just another line for how much the Congress sucks. I mean, I reject that. It's like, ultimately, you need to put your people in a position where they can come back and say, I did what I did because of whatever was important to them. If you're looking for, and I'm not talking about money on the Western stuff, this is all policy. But for those people who don't understand it, when you look at the Keystone XL pipeline, how even the Secretary of State's office signs off on that, and everything was complied with two or three times, all the box checked, it's like, listen, and these are words out of Paul Ryan's mouth. He goes, these guys were ideologues. They didn't want money. They didn't want whatever. It's like, no kidding, Paul. They are. And so are some of us who believe in the crazy concept of absolute multiple use in the West. And so it's like, so, I mean, you got to dig in.
But isn't the irony of the Keystone Pipeline that they already worked their way around this, that there were other pipelines built, it was coming on trucks, it's coming on trains. They didn't need the Keystone Pipeline.
Good. That's not good.
I agree. But the fact is that oil is still making it. It's just not making it in the most efficient way.
You've hit an area in terms of oil where they say, hey, we can now export oil. And my colleague from Arizona, Paul Gosar, goes, wow, that's a big feather in your cap. Let me see. It's the lowest oil market in modern times. At the same time that we're using as a pay for the highway bill, maybe sort of kind of selling from the strategic petroleum reserve. So are we going to take oil from our strategic reserve to export? I don't think so. Oh, and by the way, one of the things that got taken out of this omnibus was fracking rules. So you're not going to be producing any oil on federal lands, not in the West. Because that's a key thing. So you're sitting here going, hey, look at this big prize I got. It's like, let me see that prize a little bit closer, because quite frankly, right now, being able to export oil or even import oil through that pipeline is not the thing that's making the world go around. It's a commodity.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back with Congressman Amadei after this.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Eldorado Resort Casino, Reno.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei. So you were talking about, you know, the ability to sell oil outside of the country. I agree, selling the strategic petroleum oil at this price is insane. But oil is not always going to be at this price.
Correct.
You know, a decade from now, 20 years from now, this legislation could pay off big time. But tell me about the fracking. It's not going to be allowed on federal lands now?
Well, when you look at what was in there, this was in Interior Appropriations. It was a specific thing that defunded the Department of Interior and any agency from doing anything to enforce the new fracking rule that they came up with last year. Because quite frankly, it basically, taken to its logical conclusion, prohibits fracking, which has kind of been the source of the boom in oil production in the last 10 years. And so when it came time to negotiate the omnibus, one of the things that the Democrats did was basically say, we're not doing any policy riders. This was when it was still at the appropriations level. So if they couldn't resolve at the appropriations level, they kicked it upstairs. So what the staff on our side did was said, well, they won't even talk to us about the riders, so we're kicking it up. And you're going, well, maybe an initial wag your finger or something. So anyhow, it gets kicked up to the leadership level, which is ultimately Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and Harry Reid, and that's where they do their deal. Well, none of that stuff got put back in or even seriously discussed. We're going to give you oil exports, and for that, we want all of this stuff. And I'll tell you what, I mean, hats off to the administration. They made a very strong play to empower the Department of Interior and Sally Jewell, and guess what? This bill does that.
Let's go to the highway bill, something near and dear to my heart. There were absolutely some policy things in there that I absolutely appreciated, but I agree with you 100%. When you look at those pay-fors, when you look at things like pension smoothing, when you look at things like selling off our strategic petroleum reserve at $89 a barrel is how they figured out we're going to fund the highway bill. So, I mean, 37 or 34, wherever we're at today, it is a little crazy. The simple thing is to raise the gas tax. Why don't we look at simple solutions in Washington?
Well, you know what? Jim Renacci from Ohio had a bill that did that. It paid for 10 years and a real highway bill, 2.5 construction cycles in a general engineering sense, which is real predictability. You can go out as a State Department of Transportation, a regional transportation group, and do your stuff and know that you've got. And so you look at that, and that kind of gets back to your first question about the Paul Ryan stuff. Paul Ryan said to Renacci, we're not doing that. Now, that wasn't in a hearing. That wasn't we've done the research. It was we're not doing that. Now, as a Republican, I don't wake up looking for a tax increase to hug, but we've done it in Nevada in both major metropolitan areas. And guess what? It was, and I remember, Paul, you were like, hey, what are you guys doing? And blah, blah, blah. It's like, listen, especially at this time, when you look at the impact on family and you do your homework, it's like, listen, this is a responsible way to actually have an activity that is related to what you want to do. Pay for it. It takes care of it 10 years down the road. That's good, strong work. We're not going to do that. Then they try to add it as an amendment on the floor. The Rules Committee rules it out of order. Clearly inside ball. And why do you rule something out of order by the Rules Committee when you're afraid it's going to pass on the floor? Because I'll tell you what, the D's would have voted for it, and there were probably 100 R's that would have voted for it. I was a co-sponsor, for God's sakes. And so you sit there and you go, okay, we go away from that to this stuff. I mean, there's one in there on the FDIC. No relation to highways, probably violates the existing law. There's one on customs, which does violate a treaty. And you're going, I'm not going to come back and say, hey, we did a five-year one, which is 1.25 cycles, and all the pay-fors are either illegal, imaginary, or phenomenally overstated. We didn't pay for it. I'm not going to come back and tell you we did.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
Gold Dust West, we believe in treating our neighbors right. Come by and enjoy a free piece of pie whenever you buy lunch or dinner. Be part of a Reno original. Our grill continues to be a hometown favorite. Chicken fried steak, homemade soups, charbroiled burgers. We have your favorite comfort food.
Gold Dust West.
New.
House full of friends.
It's free pie, only at the Gold Dust West.
Downtown Reno's ice rink at Aces Ballpark is open for skating 7 days a week. For details, visit renoaces.com.
Hi, I'm Angela Bolentini.
And I'm Charlie Kilpatrick. The holiday season is here again.
We want to thank you for placing your trust and confidence in us over the years.
Have a safe and happy holiday season from the Law Office of Kilpatrick and Bolentini.
Watch Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei. So here's a question for you. With all the noise from both sides in all the debates, does that have any bearing, even discussion, in the halls of Congress, especially at the time of the omnibus bill?
You know, not in that context, no, because you're pretty well focused and underwater in terms of, I mean, we were really active in terms of those policy issues and trying to make sure, because I started making the statement, I think the West is the least well-understood portion of the country. And so knowing that all of these folks that were involved in that have national agendas and focuses and other stuff, it was like we were fully in the deep end of the pool, swimming around, trying to make sure they had all the information they needed, checking with them, making sure the staff was squared away. So the answer is no.
So what is that disconnect? What do they not understand the involvement that the federal government really does have on the ground here?
You know what, Paul? I think a lot of the discussion in the presidential stuff suffers from actually the same thing that I ran into in really trying to get into the weeds on this bill, which is when you really look at it, the understanding of the issues is not more than a layer or two deep, and a lot of it is meant to cater towards. You know, here's the deal where they're going, hey, that's a clip on CNN or that's a clip on MSNBC, that's a clip on whatever. And you're going, yeah, but it has nothing to do with what the issue. Forget about how you're going to solve it. It's like, what do we understand the facts of the issue to be? Because until you do that, when you say, well, okay, I'm going to fix your car because it's not running, you say, listen, I'm going to check the air in the tires. It's like, that ain't going to make the engine run.
Let me ask you, so we're starting to run out of time here. The whole sage grouse issue seemed to have been somewhat resolved in Nevada. Now it appears it's not at all. Your thoughts on where we are?
Well, I mean, the challenge, listen, nobody's anti-habitat for the sage hen. And that seems to get lost instantly. It's, does the state control what happens with that group that Brian Sandoval put together, that Kenny Gwynn started, that he did a great job, had shareholders from all around the spectrum on it? Should they be the lead folks, or should Sally Jewell and Neil Kornsey and the folks 2,500 miles away who work for Barack Obama, who probably has never said the word sage hen? And I'm not trying to be facetious, but Nevada did a good job on that stuff. And so to have that completely disregarded when you talk about what BLM did in their EIS, they took nothing from J.J. Gokachia's committee, the Sagebrush System Eco Council. The governor wrote a very good letter to appeal that. And guess what? Sally Jewell did nothing to change that result, that there was nothing. Now, hats off, the governor should use every tool that he's got. And so if he's got a relationship with Sally Jewell to help him get a right-of-way for a water system in Baker or whatever, that's fine. But I can tell you that these issues will go well beyond when Sally Jewell is the Secretary of the Interior and Brian Sandoval is the governor of the state of Nevada. And so as long as the basic premise is they're going to make those decisions in Washington, D.C., heck, even if they'd let John Ruse, the new BLM state director, if it was up to Ruse and his district managers, I'd be okay with that. But it's not. And anybody who thinks that it is, and I hope I'm wrong, so we are going to continue. Matter of fact, when I leave here today, I'm going over to meet with the state BLM office, and that's a lot of what we're going to spend our time on. Because it's like, this is a phenomenally important thing for the economy of Nevada and the other 11 western states when you talk about some sort of responsible multiple use.
That's the rub. Do you agree with Jeb Bush's plan about having the decision makers at the BLM or at the Department of Interior being located in the West instead of D.C.?
Here's the deal. Doing the same thing over again and expecting different results is the definition of insanity, according to somebody saying. And so continuing to have power centered in the Department of Interior back on the Potomac, to me, is part of one of the reasons why the West is pretty low on the we understand how it works out there scale. And I'm impressed with the fact that the governor, A, thought about the West, B, had a plan. I mean, listen, I'm not here to do a commercial for Jeb Bush, but tell me what these other folks are. What's the story on the West? I know Donald, you know, all these other guys. Like, hey, can you give us a minute? Do you have any thoughts other than this is what you got to fly over to get to San Francisco or L.A.?
No, I don't disagree. You're one of the people in the Republican delegation. Actually, everybody in the Republican delegation supported our Attorney General Adam Laxalt in his lawsuit. Yep. Kind of came to some derision. Where is that going, and do you feel good about it?
And we have about 20 seconds.
Well, it's, the initial motion for a preliminary injunction, I think it was, got denied. But listen, that's I expect the governor to use every tool in his chest available. The attorney general's, one of the attorney general's tools is this litigation. All hands on deck. When you're 87% owned by the federal government, why wouldn't you use every tool in the chest? Okay. So, I think that's a tool that needs to be utilized, too.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino Reno.
Your mouth does a lot for you in the course of a year, so give it the absolute care it deserves. Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. Absolute Dental will help you get a brighter, whiter, and healthier smile with your insurance benefits for 2015. And if you don't have insurance, we can work out a special low payment plan. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Horsepower brings you Trailer Tips. When you see a horse trailer being towed, make sure to leave plenty of room between your vehicles when following and when passing. The truck's not just hauling a load. Sudden slowdowns or stops can injure or even kill. Please leave some room for horse trailers. A message from Horsepower, helping Nevada's wild, estray, and second chance horses, burros, and mules.
All year long, sale after sale, and you waited and waited. But your time is now. It's here. The year-end blockbuster sales event at Carson Dodge Ram. Save on the 2016 Ram 1500 Hemi Quad Cab 4x4. Only $29.5. Every 2015 Ram truck will be clearly marked and drastically reduced. Like $11.5 off a Ram 3500 Cummins Diesel Crew Cab Laramie. Only at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
We don't just practice law here in Reno. This is our home. Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
On our next broadcast, an all-pundit show talking about the special session. We'll see you on the next broadcast.